a sporting event that could trigger more than $125 million in spending in Wisconsin, is now boosting its profile. Wisconsin-born golfer Steve Stricker was named yesterday as U.S. team captain for next year's Ryder Cup golf tournament at the Whistling Straits course in Sheboygan County. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach has more on the cash that may come with the Ryder Cup competition.
Wisconsin has been the site of major golf tournaments before in Sheboygan and Washington counties. Economic studies indicate some of those have sparked $100 million in spending. But the Ryder Cup, which is played every other year and features a men's U.S. team competing against one from Europe, may be even bigger. David Kohler is president and CEO of the Kohler Company, which owns the Whistling Straits course.
This is the biggest event in golf, the Ryder Cup. It captures a bigger audience. Over 500 million households worldwide will tune in to this event. And it also will generate a bigger economic impact for the state.
Kohler explains that corporations in Wisconsin and elsewhere are lining up to have hospitality tents and other venues at the site to entertain clients and potential clients or reach some of those television viewers. He says based on other U.S. communities that have hosted the Ryder Cup, the economic impact in Wisconsin between now and when the tournament is played in late September next year could be $135 million. Kohler is working with the PGA, or Professional Golfers Association, on the Ryder Cup event. PGA of America President Susie Whaley says the competition between the U.S. and Europe is another hook.
The Ryder Cup is playing for your country. And when you're playing for your country in a team format versus an individual format, it just brings in a whole new level of fan base to enjoy the event.
That fan base can get somewhat rowdy. The website golf.com reports that when the Ryder was played in Minnesota in 2016, there were, quote, a smattering of hecklers and drunks and more hostility than you find at a typical golf tournament. And last year, when the European team won at the Ryder Cup course in France, some fans chanted slogans against U.S. President Donald Trump. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.